Well, good morning, students. Welcome to chapel. We're so glad that you guys are here. We're going to go ahead and get started this morning. Again, just grateful for the opportunity that we have to be together to worship and hear from the Lord. We have a special guest this morning that you'll be hearing from. This morning, I have a couple of announcements as we begin. First of all, if you do not follow us on social media, let me encourage you. Follow us on social media. Follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, for you to keep just updated with news and events about Criswell College. As a matter of fact, on our Instagram right now, there is kind of a little event or activity going on where we're asking you to take a picture with your mask, and I think we'll have a prize for the winner. And so let me encourage you. We know that you like taking selfies. We know you're good at that, so it'll be a different selfie. But take a selfie with your mask, upload it on Instagram, tag us, and you'll be in for a prize. So you want to make sure to do that. Plus, you advocate and you promote keeping Criswell on campus, keeping us safe. So give yourself a hand because you guys have been doing a tremendous job in wearing your mask and social distancing. So thank you for doing that, and let me encourage you to continue doing that. Two other announcements. On September 25th, our ministry club is hosting a worship night, and so you'll be receiving more promotion and information about that. September 25th, the gathering. It'll be a time of worship and fellowship. And finally, Student Success Office is hosting a student roundtable. We want to hear from our new students how your experience has been so far, and to kind of see how we can improve to better serve you. So on October 1st, you'll be receiving more information, but we'll have a luncheon to hear from you. All right, let us go to the Lord in prayer as we begin this morning. God, we come before you, giving you thanks, giving you honor and glory for all that you do in our lives. God, we thank you because we know that you are at work in our lives. We know that you are at work at Criswell College. It is evident. We see it, Father God, on a daily basis. We see it in the classroom. We see it in the hallways. We see, Father, that you are at work, and for that we thank you. Lord, we pray for our students that you continue to provide strength, peace, perseverance. And Lord, as they go through this semester, if anybody's struggling, Lord, health-wise, financially, we pray, Father God, that you may intervene and be our help, Father. We pray for our faculty and staff as well, for our leadership. And Lord, we pray that you bless the chapel. Please, Lord, accept our worship and also speak to us in a very unique and personal way through our special guest this morning. We thank you, God, for all that you do. Most importantly, we thank you for your son, Jesus. It is in his name that we pray. Everybody said, amen. Let us worship together this morning.
Thank you. You can be seated. It's my privilege to introduce our speaker today, Pastor Clarence O. Preston. He is a native of Terrell, Texas, and has quite an educational background that I want you to hear here. He has a BS degree in sociology and religion in 1993 from Jarvis Christian College in Hawkins, Texas, followed by a Master of Arts in Christian Leadership from Criswell College. Let me pause, yes, for the appreciation, correct? So obviously a quality individual, degree from Criswell College. Anyway, following that, he earned a Master of Science degree in Educational Administration from A&M in Commerce, Texas. As well, he has a certification in Generic Special Education and Mid-Management, has a Master of Divinity degree in Pastoral Counseling from Liberty University, we're still just getting started here, and a doctorate of ministry degree from Houston Graduate School of Theology in Houston, Texas, and is currently pursuing a PhD in biblical ministry from Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Kansas City, Missouri. He has, beyond that, been pastoring for the last 25 years in Greenville, in Waxahachie, but for the last about 14, 15 years at Beth Eden Baptist Church here in Dallas, Texas. We are privileged to have his nephew, as it turns out. We didn't know this when we were hiring him, but his nephew is our director of communications, Kendall Lyons, if you've met Kendall. So we love Clarence Preston and his ministry, his family. He's married to Charles Etta Dorsey Preston. They have two children as well. He is continuing to serve the community, including the educational community, but also our local community. He's a member of the NAACP, Oak Cliff Baptist Ministers Union of Dallas. He's also a member of the Southern Baptists of Texas Convention. He led his church to join the Southern Baptists of Texas Convention about 10 years ago, I believe you said, something like that. And so we're grateful to have them as members in the SBTC, part of the Dallas Baptist Association, the National Missionary Baptist Convention. He also does two other things that I want to mention real quickly. Number one, he's associate professor of religion at Jarvis Christian College. In fact, he'll be teaching this afternoon starting around 2 o'clock or so. Jarvis is doing their classes online, so he's able to do that from here, even though they're out near Tyler. But also serves as a trustee for the Criswell College Board of Trustees, and we're grateful for his presence on that board. He helps and serves in keeping our school open for you as well. So please join me in inviting C.O. Preston to come to the platform and share the Word of God with us today. Y'all give him a hand. Thank you.
Good afternoon. God bless you. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for you on today. This is my first time to be behind one of these screens and or to have a mask on to preach. Also, so it's different for me, but I'm grateful to God for you. I recognize at this time my good friend and brother, the president of our great institution here, president of Criswell College, Dr. Creamer. Can we clap our hand for him? I'm grateful. Clap our hands for him. Thankful for him. I am grateful for his presidential cabinet and to you, faculty, staff, students, and alumni, and all who are viewing. God bless you, and thank you so much to all of those who are responsible for my being here on today. There is a word from God that I want to share with you briefly. I'm accustomed to standing at the reading of the word. If you don't mind, will you stand with me for the reading of the scripture? And we will go to 1 John chapter 4, and I will read verses 7 through 14 in your hearing. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Translation. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Those who do not love do not know God, for God is love. By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is a love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Thank you for standing. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord, and the people said amen. God bless you. Thank you. Pray with me. Our Father and our God, how we love you, how we praise you, how we adore your name. We're so grateful for this, another precious, priceless privilege to stand in the pulpit and proclaim the unsearchable riches of your glory. Thank you, Lord, for the Criswell College and all those who are affiliated with the Criswell College. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to learn, the opportunity to share your word on today. I decrease that you may increase. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his perfect preaching and teaching ministry so that lives will be convinced, convicted, converted, challenged, changed, so that you get the glory and the praise and we get the blessings. For we ask these blessings in the name that is above every name, the sweet, strong, ever-present, powerful, precious, perfect, peaceful name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Thank the Lord and amen. I want to preach from the subject, God's love. God's love. Louis Satchmo Armstrong, the great jazz trumpeter, vocalist, and composer, recorded a song in 1967. He sang these lyrics: I see the trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. He goes on to say, I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The world is wonderful, and there are some wonderful people who have made a difference in the world. There are those who are yet making a positive difference in the world today. Yes, the world is wonderful, but the world is also sinful. In this world, there is evil. In this world, there is injustice, racism, immorality, depravity, darkness, and hatred. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stated, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I am absolutely convinced that what the world needs is love. And when I say the world needs love, I'm speaking about the agape love of God. God's love is the greatest love. God's love is the biblical Christian love. The Apostle John was overwhelmed by the great and awesome love of God. Love for the Apostle John became one of the major ideas of the Christian faith. In this epistle, the Apostle John speaks of God as light and love. In 1 John 1:5, John writes, this is the message that we have heard from him and announced to you, that in God, or rather, God is light, and that in him there is no darkness at all. In John 4:8, he records that God is love. And when I consider these verses, I first of all see 3 points to ponder from this passage. The first one I wish to share with you is the proclamation of God's love. John proclaims that God is love and that we should love one another. He says God is love. He does not say that love is God, but he states God is a love. Because God is a love, we should exemplify love for one another. Love comes from God. God is the source of love. When we get to the very source of love, God is the source of love. J.I. Packer states, God is love is the complete truth about God so far as the Christian is concerned. We hold to this truth and proclaim this truth, that the God we believe in, the God we serve, is a God of love. He is love itself. Love is in God's nature. Love is God's essence. It is who God is. My college professor, the late Dr. John D. Mangrum, stated, God cannot help himself. It is in his nature to love. Arthur W. Pink, in his book, The Attributes of God, says, it is not simply that God loves, but that he is love itself. Love is not merely one of his attributes, but it is his very nature. Thanks unto God for his great love. God's love is uninfluenced. His love is eternal. His love is sovereign. His love is infinite. His love is immutable. His love is holy. And his love is gracious. And we understand, according to the text, that those who are born again, those who know God, who have been born anew, those who confess themselves to be Christians and have committed their lives to Christ, proclaim God's love. We proclaim God's love through our lives. We proclaim God's love regarding how we walk. We proclaim his love regarding how we talk. We proclaim his love regarding how we live. We proclaim his love regarding how we give, even how we care and how we share. We make a proclamation boldly regarding the love of our great God. Not only do I see the proclamation of God's love in this passage, but I also see the proof of God's love. Again, there is the proclamation of God's love, but here in verses 9 through 11, we have the proof of God's love. God's love is active. God's love is alive. God's love is engaging. It is manifested. Verse 9 says to us, by this the love of God was manifested in us. God demonstrated his love. Unlike many people in the world who say they love but do not show their love, God shows his love. God manifests his love. He demonstrates his love to all humanity. Jeremiah 31 and 3 records, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. God's love is from everlasting to everlasting, and it has been manifested and given to us. God has given his very best. God gave us his very best when he gave us his only begotten Son. John stated in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, a well-read passage to us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him would not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God's love is manifested. God's love is demonstrated for us. While we were yet sinners, while we did not know God, when we did not love God, God loved us, and Christ became the propitiation for our sins. That means he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. The prophet Isaiah records in Isaiah 53, but it pleased the Lord, or the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. Surely he has borne our griefs. Surely he has borne our sorrows. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging, his stripes, we are healed. Thank God for his love and the salvific sacrifice of Christ. The hymn writer said it well, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Thank God for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, beloved, if God so loved us, we also should love one another. So in this text, I've shown you the profession, the proclamation of God's love. I've shown you how God's love has been manifested to us. But then thirdly, I want to show you the practice of God's love. For in the latter verses of the text that I read to you, verse 12, no one has seen God at any time. Our God is invisible, but yet we can see his visibleness, his presence, and his power manifest in our lives and manifest in the world. No one has seen God at any time, Jesus says, except the one who has come from the Father, being Christ himself. No, we can't see God, but we can allow people to see God in us. Yes, his love is made manifest. It is made perfect. It is made complete when we demonstrate God's love for mankind. It is made perfect. As we abide in him, he abides in us. That word abide gives the characteristic of hanging out. We hang out in the love of God. We hang out with God. God hangs out with us. And we show the love of God. We demonstrate that to those who are unsaved, to those who are unreached, to those who are unchurched, those who are marginalized. We demonstrate the love of God to those who are the least, the left, and the lost. We are commanded, beloved, to love all people. John 13, 34, 35 records Jesus Christ saying, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." The songwriter says they will know that we are Christians by our love. How will they know? They will not know necessarily because we attend Criswell College. They will not know necessarily because someone is the president or a faculty or a staff member at Criswell. How will they know we are his disciples? They will know that we are his disciples and that we are Christians by our love one for another and our love for all humanity. I close with one of the hymns of the church, that emphasize God's love and victory that we have in Jesus Christ. Listen to the lyrics of this great hymn. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he brought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. So as you go, my friends, share the great love of God and the victory that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. For God is love. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Amen. Would you join me standing, please? And may we all be as faithful to proclaim the love of God to the least, the left, and the lost. I appreciate that, C.O. Preston. Y'all join me in thanking him one more time for coming and sharing the Word of God with us. And let's pray, and we'll be dismissed. Father, we are grateful for your Word, grateful for a reminder that your love has been demonstrated and is manifested and can be lived out by us. And genuinely, Lord, please humble us to care for each other and demonstrate what you demonstrated when you came down and lived among us and gave yourself for us. Lord, we pray that you would bless the rest of this day and our classes and our service to you. In Jesus' name, amen.